We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we have reached Friday. And so that is, I don't know about you, but that's a good thing. Actually, a few months ago, we switched to where Friday is my day off, and I am really, really looking forward to this day off. So, praise the Lord. We want to say thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electrical, 632-9538, 632-9538. They go all throughout Brevard County here, and so they're available. Should your air conditioner go on the fritz, if you've got AC, I doubt you need any help with your heating system right now. But if you do, give them a call. There are some people who like their house a lot warmer than what I like mine. But if you also have some electrical issues, they can come and help you out with that as well. 632-9538, give them a call and tell them you heard about them here on Refresh. Also, I've been mentioning this week because it is kind of a compressed schedule. Shiloh Adventure Camp for boys and girls 8 through 15. Boys and girls ages 8 through 15. I want to get that in there right. If you're interested in attending their camp, you can. I'm looking at a brochure. It's an overnight camp, Sunday through Friday, in air-conditioned cabins. It includes swimming, canoeing, fishing, field games, wild hikes, worship, devotions, archery, man night, girls' tea party, Shiloh ball, nine square in the air, the big game, nightly speakers, obstacle course, laser tag, stand-up paddle boarding, themed parties, great food, and more. Don't ask me what a lot of those things are. Some of them I know. I have no idea about nine square in the air, but it sounds like a lot of fun. And so if you're interested, you can contact them. The dates are, the first week of camp runs June 7th through the 12th. From what I can see here, there's three different themes that happen two or three times. And so Interstellar Galactathon happens June 7th through the 12th, June 8th through July the 3rd. And then again on July 19th through the 24th, the Shiloh Ball happens June 14th through the 19th. It also happens during Teen Week. That week's only ages 10 through 15. That's July 5th through the 10th, and also July 26th through the 31st. And if you want to be part of the Western Jamboree, June 21st through the 26th, and again July 12th through the 17th. You can find out more at shilohadventure.com and also by calling 452-3943, 452-3943. That's 321 area code. Oh, and if you ask for Laura, tell her you heard about it here on the Refresh program. So we're excited for our kids to the camp they're going to this year. We're excited about that. So thank you again for our sponsors that do help defray some of the expenses. They do cover some, not all. If you'd like to partner with us and help, we are thankful that you helped us with the ultrasound machine. We are also thankful for your help with the Save Ukraine Now project. We're coming up here next, in a little over a week, we'll be hitting our church's 63rd anniversary. And so we're going to be celebrating on that day. Do want to take this time. I don't think I mentioned it on yesterday's broadcast, but we want to invite you out to church this Sunday. God's given me a word that I want to share with you. We are going to be having Sunday morning service at 10:30. We have a lunch that's following. And so if you want to come and be a part of that, We just invite people to bring a dish that they like to share, and we're going to have some time of fellowship afterwards. And if you haven't met me, this would be a wonderful opportunity for you and I to get to know one another. And we want to say thank you for listening to Refresh. We're in Acts chapter 10 today. Acts chapter 10. We're going to go back today and begin reading in verse number 9. Acts chapter 10, verse number 9. It says, "The next day as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But Peter said, 'Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean.' And a voice spoke to him again the second time, 'What God has cleansed, you must not call common.' This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven." So here, God gives instruction to Peter, and I want to focus. He tells him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." This is talking about what is taking place in his vision. And Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean." And so Peter says, I have done my very best to uphold your standards. Now, you have to understand that in that day and time, their standard was that they were not supposed to have discussion or interaction with Gentiles. They most assuredly were not supposed to come into their house. There was supposed to be a differentiation that said, you know what, you are unclean and I am unclean. So that is the backdrop that is what is going on here. Now, Peter doesn't know what God has in store for him in just the next few minutes. You may not have any awareness of what God has in store for you in the next few minutes. I don't know what is coming in the next few minutes, but I do know that God knows. I am aware that God knows every detail. And so, like I've said, this situation started with Cornelius having his prayers divinely interrupted and saying, "Cornelius, I need you to send for Peter. This is where you're going to find him." And he starts talking to Peter and saying, "Peter, I've got something that I need to help you to break out of." God's compassion is not just limited to one single ethnicity. God's love for people is not just available for the Jewish people. It's not just available for Americans. It's not just available for Oklahomans. Praise God if you know, I'm thankful my wife's from Chicago, so I don't want the grace of God just to be available to people from Oklahoma, because she was in Chicago. My son was born in Texas. My daughter's born here in Florida. So why would I want to insulate God and say, "God, you can only forgive people from my background"? See, a lot of times our culture, we think that because it's our culture, it's holy. Listen, God's not into a democracy. God is into a theocracy. He rules and reigns as the head of it. So a lot of times we get into trouble because we fail to understand a kingdom mindset, and we're stuck in our culture mindset. Very thankful to be an Oklahoman, very, very thankful to be a Floridian, very thankful to be an American, but even more thankful to be a child of God. And I don't limit my expression of his grace to people who are like me. I saw something the other day. I do a lot of reading primarily, I read a lot of articles because of the busyness of my schedule. It's really great when I can get them into quick little bites that I can chew on. I don't have the time to sit down and read a lot of War and Peace type novels. And you know, if I open up an article and it says, okay, you got 20 web pages here, I was like, I'm not that interested in it to be able to read that. So I was reading something and it said that the church has got to destroy the concept that it is a family. And it's like, what? Because the Bible describes that the body of Christ, we are a family. He's Father. Jesus is the Son. We're joint heirs. We're adopted into the household of faith. It is a family. And so I read this article a little bit, and they said, the reason that we have got to destroy the family concept is because families are homogenous. They look the same. They speak the same. They do the same things. And so if you ever want your church to grow, you've got to destroy the concept of family. And I thought, well, that's a shallow thought. I don't know the author's name, so it's nothing personal. It's just a shallow thought. Because here's my definition of family. My definition of family is not who I'm related to by birth, by blood. My concept of family is who I'm related to by faith. Now, I'm very thankful I've got a wonderful mother and father and brother and sister and their family and nieces and nephews. I've got family members who are saved. I've got a wonderful grandmother. She's, you know, pressing towards 101, hard and fast. Just a real joy to be around. She is actually a typical granny. I mean, that if you know, you just think Betty White plus a few years, but without some of the shady jokes that come along. I mean, she is just a real, real joy to be around. She acts a whole lot younger than her body is aged. And so I'm not just saying that because she's my grandmother. She's just a treat to be around. She really is. I've got people in my family that are saved. I've got people in my family that are unsaved. I've got people that like one type of music, and then there's others of us that don't like that type of music quite so much. There are some people that like one type of soft drink, and there's others of us that can't stand that type of soft drink. But when my wife and I and our son came to Florida, we did not have one blood relative down here, but when we entered the church, we found family. We found people of like faith, people with a passion for the Word of God, people with a passion for making disciples, people with a passion for missions and reaching a community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so our family looks a lot different. I've had friends who were on staff at churches that run into the thousands, and our church is in the dozens. There are people that I love like family, and they're not from the same ethnic background that I've got. At Merit Assembly of God, one of the things that we love is that the blood of Jesus has breached culture, and we've got, you know, for a church that has been around for 63 years, you would think that it would be one, you know, demographic. Somebody asked and said, well, you know, what's your church made out of? Young, old, men, women. I think that there's probably half a dozen or more different ethnicities that are represented in our congregation, and we love it. We love, and so I don't believe that a family has got to be homogenous, that everybody's got to look and act just like everybody else. I believe that a family really comes together just because they love Jesus, just because they love Jesus. And so that's what God was trying to get across to Peter here in this passage. He says, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. Now, I want to tell you something, that if you have asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins, you are not supposed to be the common, ordinary, average Joe. Some people that just like to slide in and slide out. There are some people that, you know, you could put them in a crowd with unbelievers, and you might not be able to differentiate between the two, which one was which. That's not what God has called you to. By the way, the word profane, according to my research, that word literally means common. God says you've taken my holy name and you've made it profane. You've made it just a common, ordinary word. And I'm an extraordinary God. The truth of the matter is, God has called you to be above average, above normal. He's called you and I to be exceptional. When you and I are forgiven of our sins and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, the cream has just risen to the top. And now you are intended to stand out as a star in the nighttime sky. You should not be calling yourself as a child of God normal. You are extraordinary. You are a trophy of God. You are housing the treasure of heaven in an earthen vessel, and it is what is on the inside that makes the vessel so valuable. People get all hung up in the appearance, and it's really what the contents are all about. You see, there's probably a jar in your kitchen that houses vinegar. You know what? I don't consider that valuable. As far as I'm concerned, it stinks. But you take a vessel and you fill it with some precious ointment, and all of a sudden, that has value. When we went on a cruise here recently, my wife was trying to get me to buy this one cologne because she said, you don't realize how much that costs in a store in America. This is a tremendous value. And it's like, I got off the ship and it's like, she was right. She was right. And so you are not just supposed to be the average, ordinary Joe. God wants to equip you with his Spirit. He wants to equip you with forgiveness and salvation so that the grace of God is seen and on display. And then he wants to use you to be a blessing to somebody else. I keep referring to this, but Daniel was known as having the spirit of excellence. It is my persuasion that you should be the best employee on your job. You should be the best at your craft that you can be, because you're doing everything for the glory of God. So God is having to break down this barrier that Peter and the other disciples had brought with them into the kingdom of God, that said, hey, God loves the Jewish people and wants to forgive them of their sins, but he doesn't want to forgive the Gentiles. And so they've got this mindset, and God says, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. That's why there should be no racism in the Church of Jesus Christ. There should not be any racism. Because in Revelation it says there are going to be people who are part of the household of faith, the family of faith, and they're going to be from every tribe, every tongue, every nation. Would you like to know just a little bit of the things that I've encountered? I know people who are full-blooded American Indian, passionately in love with Jesus. I know people who I consider myself a mutt, a United Nations. I'm just a conglomeration of a bunch of different things. I couldn't tell you what the predominant ethnicity is in my background. Could I look it up? Sure. Am I really that concerned about it? Not all that much. I just want to love people. And so there are mutts in the kingdom of God. Heinz 57, if you prefer that name. My wife is half Polish, a quarter Italian and a quarter Greek, and the quarter Italian is the predominant half. that's true, by the way. There are people that I know that are Puerto Rican. There are people that I know that are African-American, Islanders. There are people in Fiji that I know that I minister to. There are people that I have encountered that are passionate believers from India. I know people who were former Muslims who are believers in Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, there are people from all over the globe, people from China that passionately love Jesus. And why would we want to think that that God could only express his love to people who look, think, act, and speak like us? Hispanic, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Peru, where you, grace every place. When we were in Belize, there was an Assemblies of God church bus that was following us, and nobody else is wanting to take a picture of this bus, but I did, because I said, you know what? I know that there's believers here in this country. Do I know anything about them? I don't know their name. I don't know their behavior, whether they're living up to their reputation or not, but I do know this. There's some foundation of faith there. So Peter's having this encounter, and God has to keep repeating it to him to expand his vision that his redeeming grace is available to people. Okay? So first of all, don't think that you are just going under the radar. God wants you to excel. The second thing is, don't ever diminish what God is doing through somebody else, even though they might not look like you. I thank God for what he's doing in the other churches. I thank God for River of Life Assembly of God up in on Merritt Island. Their church and my church are about 2.5 miles apart. We're not in competition with one another. We're in cooperation. Thank God for East Coast Christian Center. Thank God for Central Life. I've met some dear people from Central Life. Thank God for First Baptist Church of Merritt Island. So thankful that the grace of God was not just available to short, overweight white guys. Truly, I am. I love getting to hang around. We don't get it very often, but Dr. Merton Clark down in Palm Bay, love getting to hang out with him. We have a mission that we went on together, and that trip burned in my memory banks. And his, we just look and say, "Do you remember?" And I remember. It's back there a few years ago, but some things you never forget. And you know what? As America has continued its slide into a life where they chose not to retain the knowledge of God, you and I are going to realize that what we need is we need the body of Christ, the spirit of unity, where God pours out his commanded blessing. You see, if you believe in Jesus, that he was born of a virgin, died on a cross, was buried in the ground, and 3 days later rose from the dead and ascended to the right hand of the Father, you and I have something in common. Do we have some differences? Sure. There are differences. But you know what? I would much rather have fellowship with you than one of us have to insist on being right and the other one being wrong. You know, when I do premarital counseling, there's a part that we go through, and it says, if there is a right and a wrong, if there's a winner and a loser, then both people are the losers, because marriage is not about who's right and who's wrong. Marriage is about the two people having become one flesh, and they are looking to mutually edify one another. I pray that we would truly receive the God-given gift of recognizing the body of Christ, even when it doesn't look like us. I've talked a little bit about the district council meeting that I went to. We have a World Missions Night, and if you wanted to know some of our story, you could come to church and we could sit down and talk, and I'd be happy to share with you some of the things that we had gone through. And on this World Missions Night that they had, they showed pictures of pastors. They showed pictures of the pastors' houses. They showed pictures of the churches that were being used to impact a nation. And you wouldn't store your lawnmower in it. You and I would be out there, we'd be tearing it down, and they were using it to lift up the name of Jesus. And I came away and saying, you know, God, no matter how difficult the situations that I've gone through in the past, there's nothing that I've gone through that compares with the hardship that those people are enduring to win one more person to Jesus Christ. Don't you think it's about time we quit squabbling with one another and we got about the business of promoting the King of the Kingdom? Where we say, you know what? You are not a common person. You are a child of the King. And I recognize God's excellence working in you. God doesn't have bad taste. God's got excellent taste. And when He forgave you and redeemed you by the blood of the Lamb, He did it on purpose. Let Him use you to achieve great and mighty things. Why don't you look in a mirror today and say, God created me as a child of the King. Don't badmouth yourself. I remember encountering a person one time. They were talking to their spouse. Their spouse was kind of, talking bad about themselves. The spouse wasn't talking bad about, you know, the husband wasn't talking bad about the wife. The wife wasn't talking bad about the husband. The husband or the wife was talking bad about themselves. And their spouse looked at them and said, don't talk bad about my spouse like that. And, you know, sometimes we do. We're pretty hard on ourselves. Whoops, got to go. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more.